You know, God said, I want to give you the original me. I want you to know me. I want you to see me. God had determined that man would get to see his face. Well, now God himself is spirit, must be worshiped in spirit and in truth. And he had warned from the beginning of time that you could not, as a human being, look at him and live. The human condition would not allow you to remain alive looking directly at God. But God so loved all the prophets from the beginning had proclaimed that joy is coming and a generation is coming. And in that generation, God will send His one and only Son. And you will be able, in that generation, to see God's face. And in that manger, God gave to the human race the greatest of joy. Now, every one of us know that when a baby is involved, there's joy. Your pastor loves babies. I mean, there is nothing. Look at that back row back there. Sorry, Sarah. You see that baby? Now, not to offend anyone, but that's about the most beautiful baby you're going to be looking at. Beautiful. Beauty in the eyes of a child. And God said, I'm going to show you something. I'm going to show you my joy. It's just not joy that you and I receive from Jesus. It is God's joy. Amen. God said, I am going to show you my love. I just so love you, God says, that I'm going to show you who I am through my great love. I am sending my one and only Son. Now, God did not entrust His Son to our care. How do I know that? Angels came. God was always watching after His Son. It was God who would warn His mom and dad to take Him and get Him out. Get Him away from Pharaoh. Get Him away from rulers, all who would attempt to kill Him. It was God who watched over. It was God who sent the protecting angels to surround Him. But He did it for you and me. The human race is corrupted. Now you listen to me. We are a broken race. We are the broken of creation. That's why Jesus came. Because He wanted to put us together again. We're messed up worse than Humpty Dumpty ever dreamed of it. I mean, we're just all over the place. And it would take our Creator to put us back together. So God joyously sent His one and only Son for one purpose. To die on a cross for you and for me. That's love. He had to do it because you and I cannot pay for our own sin. We can't do it because we're broken. We messed up, people. But God said a generation is coming, the prophets, every one of you, tell them the joy is coming to the world. So the prophets, Old Testament, the prophets all pointed to a time when a Savior would arrive. And he said, I want you to rejoice. Good title for a song, Brother Randy. Rejoice, because I am sending hope, joy, peace, love. Why? Because I love you. God looks at you and me as an individual. He looks at our life, the mess ups, all the ditches of life, how many times we've been in and out. He was always there. He looks at us and he says, I love you. Oh, we can have the filth of life all over our face. Jesus looks at us and he wipes it away. Gives us a hug. Just like he would a baby. And as he hugs us, he says, I love you. Do you hear Mama saying to her infant? Hear the voice of love that is spoken to a child as you're holding that child? As they looked at Jesus, they saw the face of God. Love. Love. Love looking out at the heart of man. Jesus doesn't just look at what's on the outside of me. Jesus looks to who I am on the inside, who you are. He looks to the spirit that he has placed within you. It is a spirit that is given to us by his Son. Oh, he was born in a manger. He was born for you, for me, and to glorify his Father. And he will continue to glorify his Father throughout eternity. Folks, at the cross was just the beginning. There is no ending for you and me. When he went to that cross, that was the beginning. When he died on that cross, that was the seal given to you and me of our salvation. Whosoever calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. Joy! But you remember when you accepted Christ, the joy you feel inside of you? Don't you remember when you were baptized? The excitement of getting baptized? That excitement is felt throughout heaven for one person that says yes to Jesus. Oh, God is happy. Joy to the world. And God said, I'm going to send it. And when I send the joy, it has to come through my boy. My own son has to seal the hope and the joy of my people. It can't come from any other. A gift was promised and a gift would be given. And that gift that God himself is going to give was going to be given to the heart of all that would ever be born. He said, I'm looking to who you are, not to what you do. I'm looking to from my heart to your heart, from my love to your love. But Lord, we would say, I don't know how to love you that way back. And the voice will come to you, my child, I'll give you the love in which to love me. I've given you my son. I've given you the life that was promised by the prophets that I sent. They spoke of a day my boy would arrive. I've shared with you. He's still alive. He's alive and well. He's working in the heart and in the mind of all who will hear. And all your enemies, they better fear. For the hand of God has come down. He's come because of the joy. And he surrounds that great heart of God that none can explain. It's all found in that one name. Jesus, the joy of salvation and peace. The heart of God. Only through that heart will you ever find that true peace. But God says, I send him to you. Now what do you do? With the greatest of love, I've given to you. Be at peace, my friends, because joy has come.
Amen. Amen.
Enjoy your life. It's only begun. For in heaven you will be an eternity with outstretched arm from your Savior. You'll see the peace and the joy that man doesn't understand was given to us as God held our hand. He pulled us aside and said, I love you so. Here's my son. Follow him where you go. For in him is protection and love and joy. I've just given you my only baby boy. Let him touch your life. Let him guard your soul. For neither man nor demon has control. Not over you or what you will do. Not over life. For your life is never through. You're an eternal being. Blessed by God. He's holding your hand. No matter where you trod. Hear me well. For it's the truth that lives. Baby Jesus came to give and to give and to give. What a power. What love. What a heartbeat you'll hear when the trumpet sounds. And God says it's near. For I will come for my people. For I love you so much. I gave you my son. The world cannot touch what I have protected, what I hold so close. I am your Savior. I love you the most. Hear me well, says God from heaven. For with me you will dwell forever and ever. When you say yes to Jesus, you said yes to peace. When you said yes to Jesus, you got all there is. At your knees you will bow, and your tongue will confess. But our Lord and Savior, He loves us the best, more than you can love or I can think. God. God's got me. I can't sink. Look at Peter. He cried out, Lord, save me. It was already done because the baby had come. The only one. He's here today. Oh, he's not gone. The tomb couldn't hold him. The world sings a song. But the song you need to hear is not that of fear, but the song of love. Because Jesus is near. He loves you just like you are. Please don't change a thing. Wait for the star of your life. I know His name. He came for you and me just the same. I don't know and I don't understand how God will touch us with His mighty hand. But I do know when He does, you had no fear. Because the power of that love is greater. Because He shed a tear. He would see the hurt. He saw the distrust of the ones that He loved. When Lazarus was in the tomb. It was Christ who wept, not for him, but for those all around who doubted so much. It's love. It's Jesus. It's His Spirit come down. He's not gone anywhere. But when He does, you and I will be around. We can hold hands if we leave at the same time. He's still in control. Jesus, He's a friend of mine. He'll stick closer than a brother. Watch you more than a mother. He is the Creator. There is no other. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Anticipate the joy of that gift. But the angel said to them, do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy, which will be for all the people. Whosoever will. You hear me say it? Whosoever will. For all the people that joy. Galatians 4:4-5. But when the fullness of time came. Folks. Fullness of time. When the fullness of this time. See, we're living in the age of grace. Woo! It came in that manger. It was the beginning. When God's grace, God's Spirit would come into the heart of man and never leave man. Once you invite Him in, He ain't going anywhere. He can't be driven out. He can't be hated out. And He can't be beat out of you. His Spirit, once He indwells you, becomes who you really are. You become a child of a King. Happy birthday. Praise God.
Amen.
It is His love that's above all else. The joy, the fullness of time came. God sent forth His Son. Hey, hear it. God sent forth. Started in a manger. He didn't stay there. He went into His ministry. He didn't stay there. He walked all over the world God had given Him. Well, we even know He traveled down to hell itself. You know, when Jesus came, He just conquered it all, Brother Randy. He didn't mess around.
Praise the Lord.
He was busy in that 3 days that He is in that tomb. He worked all time. And He hadn't quit. Do you really think that God's quit working on you? He hasn't. Do you think that He's abandoned you? It's in the fullness of time. I think we counted up, I've had 5 cancers. I lose count of this stuff. It is the Lord that has conquered each one. Each one. It'll be the Lord that will conquer the ones to come, because they will. Too much Agent Orange. They will. I got news for you. I ain't going anywhere till the fullness of time of Jesus Christ says so. You got me? That's the power of the love that began that day. That's the joy I'm talking about. The world is not in control. Man can only brag about being. But I know the one, and in the fullness of time, He came. Born from above. So you and I can be born again. I'm talking about a Savior, people. I'm not talking about just any friend. I'm talking about the friend. The friend that in the fullness of time, He will watch as you and I deal with life. Are you hearing me? He will watch as you and I deal with life. And life will really beat up on us sometime. Have you found that out? But my friends, I want you to remember, in the fullness of time, well, let me put it to you. When the Lord says that's enough, count on it. That's enough. When the Lord says it's over, it's over. When the Lord says to your enemies, get out of the way, I suggest they move quickly. Because Jesus is coming through. He don't quit. You and I are Christians. When we've accepted Jesus as Lord and Savior, I don't have a right to quit. I don't have a right to stop. Because the fullness of my time hadn't come yet. How will I know when it's come? You all are going to have to check it out. That means I'm dead. You got me? Now, I'm not going to be around here to tell you what to do with my body. But it is okay if you prop me up right here. That ain't going to happen, is it? When you're gone, Brother Larry, you're gone, brother. Fullness of time, we're getting somebody else. But it's Jesus that you always want standing. It's Jesus you want in your heart. The fullness of time, the Lord says, I sent my Son. in the fullness of time that He might redeem by, pay the price for you and me, redeem those who were under the law. You all get out of the legal stuff, please. You are living in the day of grace. Whew. You be thankful for that one. We can't do it right. I guarantee you, if I had a church full of lawyers, we do have a few, had a church full of lawyers, every one would interpret the law a different way. Well, this is the way I see it for my client. Jesus came and He brought with Him the day of grace, merited favor. No law can stand against grace. For grace is made up of the love of God. Nothing can stand against the power of the love of God. I'm going to heaven by the love of God. You got me?
That's right.
I am going to walk by the love of God. I'm going to survive each surgery or each attack from whatever comes my way by the love of God. That cannot be changed or altered. For that's the power given only by God Himself, that we might receive the adoption as sons. We're sons and daughters of the King. We family, folks. I think I've told you all that a few times, haven't I? I bet your pastor's told you a few times that your pastor loves you. You see, you and I can only love when love has been instilled within us. Human love, a little shaky sometimes. Because we base it on the actions of those around us. Now, if you'll do this or if you'll do that, I'll love you. Did you know that my Lord loves me when I'm right and He loves me when I'm wrong? He loves me when I've done something good, and He loves me when I've had a horrible case of the stupids. He just loves me. That's the love that you'll see in the heart of a mama. I just love them. And the Lord looks at you and He looks at me and He says, I just love you. You remember me telling you time and time again how hard it is to go to hell? I want you to think of it. Our God sent His only begotten Son that whosoever believes in Him. Now, what has Christ done in your life? Everything He's done in your life, He's done with love. And He's done with giving to you. Not asking you to give anything except to believe. I will touch your life. I will direct your life. I will protect your life. I will be the one that is present when it's time for this life to leave. And it will be my angels that will pick you up, your spirit, and my angels will usher you into my presence. How much love do you want, folks? Jesus forgave me. I didn't realize how powerful that was until I really started studying His Word. When Jesus says, I forgive you, He forgave past, present, and future. Do you know what kind of love it takes to do that? We still work from the human standpoint in forgiving somebody's past. Well, you know, one day I'll work back up to loving you, but just remember what you did. Here's something you will never, ever hear from your Savior. Do you remember the sins in your life? You'll never hear that from God. You will never hear that from the Savior who loves you. And if you were able to bring it to his attention, which you won't be, he would simply say, what sins are you talking about? He washed you white as light. You are clean, clear through, like light. You have the power that will make you glow like light. Where'd it come from? Started in a manger. It's a light of joy. That joy that Christ has placed within your heart, that's what makes you glow. What do you think Moses' face was glowing about? Moses was in the presence of God. And when Jesus, from the human standpoint, went on Mount Transfiguration, we call it, when he was there, his face glowed. Spiritual glow. He was in the spirit. But he was in the physical spirit. How do you explain that? I don't. But I believe it. You got the light in you when you said yes to Jesus. All you got to do is don't cover it up. What is it, this little light of mine? Hide it under a bushel? No. I've almost forgotten that one. Should never. For it is those songs that teach us the basics of how much God truly loves us. Because last scripture, Matthew 10:32-33. Listen well to it, please. Whoever acknowledges me before men, I will also acknowledge him before my Father in heaven. But whoever disowns me before men, I will disown him before my Father in heaven. I know Jesus. You stand on his name. Even if you have to die on his name physically. Because what a welcome you're going to get. And it don't get better than that. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for all the blessings, the joy of the salvation that you've given us. Touch our lives now, dear Lord God, that we might touch others, that it will be your peace that we take to the world, your love that we will hug them with and leave them with. For we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Remember, my friends, God loves you. If for any reason you have not accepted Jesus as Lord and Savior of your life, you can do so right where you are, right where you're listening. All you say is, Lord, save me. Lord, forgive me. And listen, Lord, save me. Here am I, Lord, save me. That's good enough. You've just invited Jesus to come in. He'll do the cleaning out, okay? Trust him. He will do it. God bless you. You all have a blessed week, please.